Hello everyone, this is David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com with today's Cold War Minute. Today is November 21st, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1962, the Chinese People's Liberation Army declares a unilateral ceasefire in the Sino-Indian War. In 1967, U.S. Army General William Westmoreland tells news reporters, quote, "I am absolutely certain that, whereas in 1965 the enemy was winning, today he is certainly losing," end quote. In 1969, U.S. President Richard Nixon and Japanese Premier Isaku Seto agree in Washington, D.C. on the return of Okinawa to Japanese control in 1972. Under the terms of the agreement, the United States is to retain its rights to bases on the island, but these are to be nuclear-free. In 1969, the first permanent ARPANET link is established between UCLA and SRI. In 1970, during the Vietnam War, Operation Ivory Coast begins as a joint Air Force and Army team raids the Son Tay prison camp in an attempt to free American prisoners of war thought to be held there. In 1979, the United States Embassy in Islamabad, Pakistan is attacked by a mob and set on fire. In 1985, United States Navy intelligence analyst Jonathan Pollard is arrested for spying after being caught giving Israel classified information on Arab nations. He is subsequently sentenced to life in prison. In what would evolve into the Iran-Contra affair, on this day in 1986, National Security Council member Oliver North and his secretary start to shred documents implicating them in a sale of weapons to Iran and channeling the proceeds to help fund the Contra rebels in Nicaragua. And in 1990, the Charter of Paris for a New Europe refocuses the efforts of the Conference for Security and Cooperation in Europe post-war cold issues. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, November 21st. I am David Guerra from BerlinBrigade.com. Until next time, goodbye.